And now welcome on the call the head coach of the JMU Dukes, Kirk Cinetti. Good morning, Coach Sigg.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team, a 27-10 win over Towson, an eighth straight win, fourth win over a ranked team in the last 5 weeks. A little different type game on Saturday, but what impressed you with the way your team was able to get that victory?
I thought, you know, it was an outstanding defensive performance. We had seven sacks and, one touchdown, came up with some turnovers, nine TFLs, did a really nice job on Flacco, containing him for the most part. So, it was a good defensive performance. And, offensively, we did enough. Towson had the lead 10-7 with 9 minutes to go in the second quarter. We outscored him 17-0. The rest of the quarter went in with a 10-point halftime lead. Had a nice drive to start the third quarter, got the ball first, and, went up by 17. A little disappointed we couldn't score a touchdown. But, it was a good team win against a quality team. It was our ninth straight, game in a row. And so the break's coming at a real good time.
Got several questions in queue, if you'll get this for us, Hillary.
Yes, your first question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Radio, Harrisonburg.
Hey, Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
There, I think it was in the second quarter, Towson attempted a wide receiver pass or a halfback pass, which you guys blew up for a tackle for loss. Had you seen that on film? That seemed to be maybe a turning point a little bit, too, where it took some momentum away from them when you blew up a trick play.
Yeah, it was a big play because I think it may have been actually the first quarter. It was nothing at the time. They were driving and first and 10 on about the 21 and tried a reverse pass. We were in a blitz and they had not shown that particular play. And, we had the right call, sacked them for a 6-yard loss. The very next play, Adam Smith came up with the interception, which was a good momentum boost for us because we weren't getting a lot done offensively at that point.
All right, great. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt, we talked about it a little bit, but what was the toughest part of playing nine straight weeks and what impressed you the most about how your team handled it?
Well, we really don't talk about it as a team. Every week you're just focused in on that opponent. Now, as a coach, you can kind of sense things. And, we had a stretch there, too, where four out of our five games were on the road. Significant road trips. So I did detect, a little fatigue in the team throughout the week, but everybody knew what was at stake. These games get more important when you're in a position like we are. Every game becomes more important. Every play becomes more important. And, I was just really proud of the way our team went out and played. We played physical. We played fast. We took it to them. And I thought we had a lot left in our tank at the end of the game.
Where did you guys grow the most over those 9 weeks, would you say?
Well, I think we've really stepped it up defensively, in terms of the TFLs, the sacks, getting the turnovers. Our turnover ratio is starting to come up. And, we're playing dominant defense right now. Now, there's still room for improvement, trust me. There's always room for improvement. There's still plays where we lose eye discipline or, somebody doesn't do what he's supposed to do. And but if I think that's the one area right there that I've seen a difference, again, our ability to, when the game is on the line, we've played some close games, to keep our poise, play one play at a time, and overcome the challenge, and win those close games.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach, the team's success on third down, conversions has been something you talked about at various points of the season. I was wondering, is that something that you kind of zeroed in on when you got in to see, already pretty high conversion percentage last year, jump, 8 percentage points to what it is now, third in the country at 53.5%?
Yeah, and, when you include fourth down conversions in this particular game, we were 8 of 14, and we are up there. you know, it's always a point of emphasis. Third down is a key down to keep drives alive, keep your defense off the field. I just think we're doing a good job of executing on third down. You know, Ben's done a nice job of delivering a football, putting it where it needs to be, and then, you know, every once in a while he'll take off and make a play with his legs, and then, you know, occasionally we surprise him with a run here or there. So it's really just more about execution than anything else. It always is, and, you know, it's an area we've been good, but, you know, it's still an area we can improve on.
Okay. And I also want to ask you about a member of your staff, Van Lee. You know, I was doing a successful play on the field at GMU. Been back as character coach for you guys. Just wanted to know kind of what has he brought in that capacity working with your guys since he's been back in that role?
Well, you know, Vad is affiliated with our FCA program, our devotionals, you know, on game day before the pregame meal. I think he brings a lot of credibility and a great presence. You know, everybody remembers him as a player. He was a really good player, and he stands for the right things. And, you know, he's developed some real close relationships on the team. So to have a guy like that around the program, you know, that's a huge plus.
All right. Thank you.
Kurt, you touched on the defensive effort. You're holding Towson's pretty high-powered offense, 270 yards and the seven sacks. When you play against a guy like Tom Flacco that can make plays not only with his arm but is so elusive back there, what was sort of the game plan to try to corral him, and what worked so well?
Well, you know, you always talk about playing hard for 6 seconds of play, but when you play against a guy like him, sometimes you got to play hard for 12 seconds of play because of his ability to extend plays. Number one, we wanted to have great eye discipline in our tackling. I thought we tackled very well Saturday night at all positions. You know, you can't go for the pump fake and things like that. You got to have great eye discipline. We wanted to pressure him. He had been sacked in prior games. We felt like we could put pressure on him. We felt like our defensive line could win the battle against their offensive line. And, you know, we did a great job of disrupting his rhythm and getting the sacks and quarterback hurries, et cetera. He still came out of the pocket a couple times, you know, and made a few plays, which he's going to do. We always want to stop the run first, and we did a great job only giving up 60 yards rushing. But putting pressure on him and tackling him was a huge point of emphasis.
Certainly, and rightly so. Rondell Carter and John Daca have gotten so much attention by, with the big years they're having, but Mike Green up the middle maybe doesn't get quite as much acclaim, but five tackles, and he was able to get a couple of sacks for you on Saturday. What was he able to bring up the middle in that game?
Well, Mike Green's an all-conference player. I mean, you know, he's playing at a really high level. Every week you get the same thing from him. He's got a number of sacks. You usually don't see inside guys with the sacks and TFLs that he has. You usually see those from the outside guys. And Adib, our nose guard, has played extremely well, too. So, you know, when you put four guys in there like that, you know, that are capable of, you know, making plays on the other team's side of the line of scrimmage in the run game and the pass game, you know, that's just a tremendous advantage for your defense. Your cover guys don't have to cover as long. People don't have success running the football. They become one-dimensional. And, you know, Mike is a junior. Fortunately, we have him for another year. And, you know, he's playing great football for us.
Offensively, maybe the play of the game was the play that Brandon Polk was able to break loose on for that big 60-yard touchdown catch. He finished with 8 catches, 121 yards, and has been your leading receiver all year now, 680 yards and 6 touchdowns. When you brought him in, did you know what you had, and how has he fit so well into your scheme and with your team?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you bring in anybody new, there's an unknown. Now, you know, the research on him, you know, he was a good student. He had started 16 games at Penn State, and everybody had really good things to say about him. We knew he had speed. And, you know, he has practiced very consistently since the first day he was here, you know, which has been good, you know, and provided really good leadership outside by the way he plays and practices. Every game he's been extremely consistent. He hadn't had a down day since he's been here. And, you know, he's fast. And, you know, he can take it the distance. He's caught the ball very consistently, too.
And, you know, he's able to play the whole game. He doesn't get fatigued. So, you know, it's been a real shot in the arm for us offensively to be able to add him, you know, because you got to have explosive players outside.
All right, Kurt, thanks so much for taking time with us. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.